Welcome to Historical Window, a program that lets you experience the past and treasure the history of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe through the voices and experiences of our elders.
My name is Luann Drift. Just recently, I'm a widow. Two kids left and four grandchildren.
We'll start at the top one. What do you remember about the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I don't know if that's with the JFK assassination. I remember them saying something. I thought it was Russia we were going to go to war with. I remember the president wouldn't back down. JFK said we'll go to war or whatever, and I was pretty scared. I don't know if that was the Cuban Missile Crisis or with Russia or...
Yeah, I know. I remember Russia was part of it, so, but about the same thing. So everybody was scared?
Mm-hmm. I was, anyway.
What do you remember about the Beatles arriving?
I watched them on Ed Sullivan's show.
Uh-huh.
I waited all day for them and got to watch them that evening and liked them a lot. My grandpa, Louis Drift, always said, "Is that only kind of music you like that says, yeah, yeah, yeah?"
That's good. So people bopping around to the Beatles then?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get to see them?
Nope. No, I never.
What do you remember about the JFK assassination?
I was in grade school right here, up here, and I cried.
A lot of students and...
Mm-hmm.
How was the community? How did it affect the community?
A lot of them were... My grandpa and grandma seemed like they were mad, and that was the best president we ever had, they said. And I never really got to... It was about the first time I knew about president, and here he got killed right away, and I thought he was good too, and he wouldn't back down from whoever it was. I didn't know, you know. And
pretty hard time, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's the first one I cried about. Next one I cried about was Elvis.
What do you remember about the atomic bombs?
Not too much, just that I thought, well, bomb us and that'll be the end.
What, television? Did you grow up with television, or was it something new?
I watched Ed Sullivan's show on it. I always remember Mr. Wirr and them, I think, had the first television. I got to watch the Beatles on there that time.
Yeah, they made a good impression on you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Singing just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any other artists that you remember?
Oh, yeah, I like music.
What about the day the music died? Big Bopper and Buddy Holly?
Mm-hmm, I like Buddy Holly.
So the day that they had the plane crash?
I can't remember
crash.
When they died, no, but sure missed them. I still like Buddy Holly's music a lot.
Okay. What do you remember about the start of the Vietnam War?
Not too much.
How did it seem to affect the community in general?
I didn't like it when they got spit on when they got back. And I was trying to be a protester for them back then.
For them? What do you mean?
For the Vietnam vets, the ones that were in a war. I didn't like that war. I didn't know what it was about or nothing, and I just thought they were over there for nothing.
Huh? Do you remember about the moon landing?
Not too much. I mean, watched them on TV. It seeing them in slow motion like that and making their marks, I'm not sure if they were there yet.
Yeah.
The way it looked to me, you know, back then, and I believe they are, went to there now, but back then I didn't kind of believe it.
But Wounded Knee Uprising. Remember much about that?
Yeah. I used to watch it all the time and hear about it, and I went over there later. Way later. The church was still standing, and I went, it was burnt down, but I went where the church was and dug around. I found a bunch of old money, burnt money. I don't know where it is to this day. I left it in Minneapolis and where we lived.
So what made you go over there?
Went over there to get my ma. I had $2,000 saved, and she was stuck over there. So I used up my savings and went and picked, got her.
Does any historical event, does that stick out in your mind on the reservation or in your life? What sticks out in your mind? Okay. Well, that's pretty much all we kind of wanted to cover, unless there's something else that you feel you want to share.
I still wish we had more street lights.
Okay. We get more street lights, we'll bring that out. Right? Okay, all right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Historical Window is a production of KBFT and the Net Lake Radio Project. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.